Coca-Cola brings you Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy. Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy. With Mortimer's Nerd and Ray Noble with his orchestra, brought to you each week by the Coca-Cola Company. Tonight's special guest is the brilliant musical impressionist, Allie Templeton. And now, Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Thank you. I just love your good judgment.
What a reception that was. You know, I feel, Charlie, I feel that it's more than I deserve. Don't you feel that way, Charlie?
Well, of course, you see, I'm terribly talented.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, isn't it exciting being back here in New York? What do you like best about the city, Charlie?
Well, I'd say offhand, the gorgeous girls in the windy street corners. It's a perfect combination.
Yes. You've noticed the pretty girls?
Yes, and what's more, they've noticed me.
I see. I was hoping that you would pick up a little local color.
Well, I did. Mostly lipstick.
Yes. I see. Well, all you think about is girls.
Yes.
I was hoping that attending the opera with me the other night would be the high spot of your visit.
Well, now, I tell you, Bertie, if you ask me, the opera was a flopper.
Is that so? It didn't impress you.
I think it's highly non-habit-forming. I see.
Well, young man.
Yes.
How can you give an opinion of the opera when you slept through most of it?
My dear buddy, sleep is an opinion.
I see. Charlie, the opera can't be fully appreciated on the first visit.
I found it true.
Yes. The more you go, the more you'll grow to love it.
Well, I'd rather stay away and keep the whole thing platonic.
I see. But, Charlie, the opera last night was so popular, there just weren't enough seats. Didn't you notice the people standing in back?
Yes. I thought there were guards to keep us in.
Oh, no. Didn't you know that you were mingling last night? You were mingling with the best people in New York.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Were they the best?
Yes. They certainly were. Last night you were with the cream of New York society.
Well, there was one section that looked like it curdled.
I see.
And the whole balcony was a little homogenized.
Yeah. Well, I simply don't understand how you can fail to appreciate opera.
Well, now, I'll tell you why. It just doesn't make sense. That's the trouble.
It doesn't make sense.
No. When a guy gets stabbed in the heart, instead of bleeding, he just sings for a half hour before he drops dead.
I see.
And then he gets up and takes an encore.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, he'd never get away with it with Hopalong Cassidy.
No, I know that.
Well, hello, Edgar. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to New York.
Well, now, this is a treat. Alec Templeton. Alec, I took Charlie to the opera last night, and he's being very critical. Tell him what you think about opera.
Well, some operas I like. Others are concentrated dullness interspersed with monotony.
Yeah. Mr. Templeton, I love you.
But Charlie, it's not always the fault of the opera. Sometimes it's the people who try to sing it.
Yeah.
Some of them have more courage than talent.
Yeah. Well, that certainly goes for those I heard the other night. They were the bravest bunch in the racket.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard worse, Charlie. The other night on my radio, for instance, I heard an opera that sounded something like this.
The next voice you hear will be that of your announcer. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our opera tonight is the famous opera Morte di Mazzarella.
And I see in our audience tonight such famous people as Edgardo Bergone, Mortimaro Snardini, Carlo McCarthy, and the conductor Raimundo Nobelli. But now I see the house lights are lowered, and in a moment we will hear the overture. Ci basti, bello traccerò io, fatto mi sabato. Ci basti, ci basti, no! Non posso fare! E ecco io matrimonio, una cattiva matrimonio, sono da più, non ho sapito con la cadavere di Ahahahella. Non vedo! Chi va là? Io sono arrivato! Quest'uomo, quest'uomo, quest'uomo chi è là? Dario Soria! Alto, devo fare io soltanto il punto di antipasto.
Cruci vostra vita, il vanti io lo fa.
Io farei un buon vita. Io ci farei la vita va. Ora presto, il battato, basta.
È la messa di foria.
È sto bello, ti spero, vai, vai. Bello, famato. E da come viene fatta, bella. C'è lavare, bene, male, lavori in cozzo. Non devo dire, ci fa mazzarella, ci vesto, ci hai donjo, la festa ripansa di ha, ci fa per ravioli, io sto per non sto,
Alec, Alec, you're not helping me a bit with this boy. Why, during the performance last night, I meant to tell you that Charlie humiliated me.
Yeah, that I did.
By going up and down the aisles talking to the people.
Well, I was only trying to get a game of canasta up.
I see. It was an insult to these fine artists on the stage.
What artists?
What artists? All of them, but particularly the soprano.
She was good, huh?
Oh, yes, wonderful.
Hot stuff.
Oh, yes. And didn't you notice what a wide range she had?
Oh, so you spotted that too, you all right?
Darling.
I don't think you'll convert him, Edgar. But he might enjoy a light opera that I wrote.
You traitor, you.
But, Charlie, this opera takes place in India.
Oh, good. I was afraid it might take place here.
Well, it sounds interesting, Alec. I've always been fascinated by the magic of India. Especially, the rope trick.
Well, you used to do that in vaudeville, Bergen.
The rope trick?
For sure.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Well, don't you remember you used to lower your suitcase out of a hotel window?
That's another thing. Alec, why don't you tell us more about this Indian opera?
Well, I have the score in my dressing room, Edgar. I'll go and get it.
Yeah, fine.
Well, Mr. Bergen.
Oh, it's Mortimer. Wait a minute, Mr. Templeton. I'll go with you. See you later, Bergie.
I tripped and ripped my bitches on the sidewalks of New York.
Yeah. Hello, Mortimer.
Hello there, Mr. Bergen.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Who was that that just went out there with Charlie?
Oh, that was Alec Templeton.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He's going to get an opera he's written about India.
Really?
Yes, that's India, the land of mysticism.
Does he own all that land? Who? This mysticism?
No. Mysticism refers to the art of magic.
Oh, sure,
yeah. Such as the famous trick where a magician tosses a rope up into the air and it stays there.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, I know. But that's not the point.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, it suspends there up there in the air from nothing.
Oh, say, that's good.
Yes. And then a boy climbs up the rope and disappears. No one can explain it.
I can.
Is that so?
Charlie told me how it was done.
Charlie did?
Well,
I see. I'd like to hear that.
Well, I'll tell you the secret. Don't go kicking it around, though.
No.
See, what you have to do, you have to get a rope with just one end on it.
A rope with one end. Well, of course, nearly every rope I've seen has had two ends.
Well, you get a rope with two ends, and then you cut one of the ends off.
Now, remember, the boy climbs up the rope, and then they both disappear.
Well, that's the easiest part.
Oh, I imagine so.
Yeah. See, when he gets up to the top of the rope there, he pulls the rope up after him.
I see. But then,
And then when he gets the rope, I wish I hadn't gotten into this, eh?
Yeah. You don't understand it at all, Mortimer.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah. The entire trick is done by the use of hypnotism.
Mm-hmm.
Hypnotism.
Is that so?
Yeah. Do you know what hypnotism is?
Well, sure, yeah.
Well, what is it?
Well, if you can do it by, well, for example, if you took a couple, you take a couple, yeah. Of course, you can do it with one if you want.
Do it with one, yeah.
Better use two, though.
Better use two, yeah.
And then you take these, yep.
What was the question? What is hypnotism?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
You don't know that. Well, what do you think hypnotism is?
Rheumatism on the hip? No.
Hypnotism means going to sleep.
Oh, well, good night.
Good night. Yeah, good night. No, I'm explaining something. I'm not going to sleep. You see, I've studied the art of hypnotism, and I know exactly how to put a person's mind to sleep.
Well?
Yes.
Can you put my mind to sleep?
Oh, that's very simple.
I know it, but can you put it to sleep?
Yeah. You see, a good hypnotic subject... See, that would be you in this case. A good hypnotic subject must be able to relax. Relax and make his mind a complete blank.
Well? I'm your boy.
Yeah. All right. Now relax and do as exactly as I say. Stare into my eyes. Into my eyes. Into my eyes.
Peek-a-boo.
No. Now, you're drifting. You're getting drowsy.
Well, I was that when we started.
Yeah, I know. Drowsy. You're getting sleepy.
Meow.
What's that?
That's a cat nap.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right now. Sleep. Deeper. Deeper. I did it. You're hypnotized.
Yes, sir.
That's right, yeah. You are no longer Mortimer.
No, sir.
You are now Napoleon.
Who?
Napoleon.
Oh, oui, Monsieur.
Yeah, that's right. You've just met your Waterloo, and you're defeated, and you stand disgraced. What have you to say, Napoleon?
Mr. Bergen, how can you be so stupid?
All right.
Speaking for your host of the airwaves, the Coca-Cola Company, let me remind you that today, tomorrow, every day, whenever you travel, the familiar red Coca-Cola cooler is your host of the highways. Just as with frosty bottles of Coke on its shelves, your own refrigerator becomes a host to all who enjoy your home. Thank you.
I certainly hope I get more satisfaction out of Alec Templeton's opera than I did out of Mortimer.
Oh, Bergie, we're back, and Mr. Templeton brought his opera with him.
Well, good. I'd like to hear that very much, Alec.
Well, the setting is an obscure British army outpost in India.
Yeah.
The story concerns the Coal Queen Guards. They were a smooth lot. Not a wrinkle in the regiment. As the opera opens, we find the colonel in his tent, talking to his adjutant.
Major Noble, make your report.
Yes, Colonel McCarthy. While on patrol duty last night, sir, Captain Chutney, commanding the 8th Battalion, was attacked and killed by a prowling lion.
A lion? That is ridiculous. There are no lions here in India.
Quite, sir. That's what Captain Chutney kept saying right up to the very last.
Colonel McCarthy.
Yes, Sergeant Bergen. I love these parts, you know.
Your fiancée, Lady Wellington, Swellington, rather, has just arrived by elephant.
Good. Show her in and I'll see that her elephant is cleaned and curried.
Oh, bully. Curried elephant tonight. How jolly. Yeah.
That guy'll eat anything for a laugh, you know. Sergeant Bergen, what's your uniform? Why, look at it. It's a mess. Why is that?
Well, sir, I used to be a mess sergeant.
By Jove, curried elephant. That's a good one, you know, isn't it?
May I come in, Colonel McCarthy?
My lovely fiancée, Lady Swellington. I trust your trip was pleasant. Did you have a comfortable elephant?
Well, not entirely. My knees ache a bit.
Oh, my dear, I should have warned you. On an elephant, you ride side saddle.
The trip was quite dusty. I think I have some sand in my shoe.
Look at that joke lay there.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sand in your shoe. Take it off, my dear, and empty it.
Oh, thank you. I will.
I say. Oh, I say.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm here behind a sand dune. You better empty your other shoe outside. I want to be near you.
Oh, you are sweet.
Tell me, my dear, how is your dear, dear mother?
Oh, made her splendid. Her same sweet self.
Oh, she's a grand lady. Too bad she steals. My dear, you know you resemble her?
Well, I have her eyes.
Yes.
And she has my watch.
That's Mother. She's a grand lady.
But, Colonel, most people think I resemble my father.
Well, now that you mention it, you do have his forehead, his nose, and also his mustache. I love the way it curls.
Colonel McCarthy, the Maharaja of Trapdoor is here.
Well, tell him to draft in.
Yes, sir. His Excellency, the Maharaja of Trapdoor.
Greetings, Colonel Sahib.
This is where the opera comes.
All land in India. I am the Pond's ruler. I have more gold on store than Cartier has jeweler.
Than Cartier the jeweler.
Ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha.
Quite conservative, observing all proprieties. I have 57 wives because I love variety.
Because he likes variety. He's a
He has 57 wives living in his harem. And though it seems incredible, all 57 share him.
All 57 share him.
Ha, 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 ha,
ha. He's the ma ho ho, the ma ho ho, the ma ha ha ha, Raja.
I sit upon a scale and let my people weigh me. According to how much I weigh, well, that's how much they pay me. For breakfast, I eat pot roast and
myself is made of iron. And every night for dinner, I have meatballs made of iron. Oh,
if all the Rogers dollars belong to little Meehee, I'd sit in the lap of luxury in Bergen's Meehee.
Instead of Bergen's Meehee, the Meehee, ho, 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 ho.
Well done, Maharaja, well done. You speak English very well.
Thank you. I am a graduate of P.S. 86.
P.S.?
Yes, Potentates and Sultans.
Oh.
Now I must leave for my palace. Goodbye, fair one, and kiss me. Kismet, Sahib, Kismet.
Yes, Kismet yourself, Buster. You almost ruined that one for me.
You bet I did.
You know, I don't trust that man. I think he wants to take me to the palace.
Well, if he does, stay out of the balcony.
Oh,
now, my dear, you better get some rest.
Oh, Colonel McCarthy, your fiancée, Lady Swellington, has been kidnapped, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now, wait a minute. Let her get out of the tent first, will you? Timing, you know, old boy. That's the secret of good theater, timing.
Awfully sorry, old chap.
Yes.
Well, good night, my dear Colonel.
Good night.
Colonel McCarthy, your fiancée, Lady Swellington, has been kidnapped by the Maharaja.
Kidnapped? Yes. Why wasn't I told sooner?
Timing, old boy. Timing, remember?
Oh, you're learning. To the rescue, every minute counts, so wake me an hour earlier tomorrow morning. Major Noble, tell the elephant boy to make my elephant go faster.
Very good, sir. Oh, I say, Sabu, get cracking, old boy, will you?
Yeah. Ouch! Hey, Sabu, be careful where you poke that stick. How can you miss an elephant?
Look, Colonel, there's a stranger approaching.
Well, head him off, Sergeant Bergen. That looks like a touch.
Yes, sir.
Fans, greetings, fans. Simmer down, fans. Fans, my name is Twing, Ursula W. Twing.
How do you do, Twing?
How do you do? And I sell flying carpets.
Really?
I'm also known as the smiling Mohammedan.
That is exciting, isn't it?
What was that?
I say that's very exciting.
Oh, well, I didn't see it yet.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have much trouble selling flying carpets.
Well, that's of course, your opinion. Yes. You know, the carpet business is very, very rugged.
Oh, I
I thought that was rather cute. Now, I have here a rooty-tooty oriental that just can't be beat.
Is that so?
I don't exactly mean it can't be beat either, because I just got through whacking the very daylights out of it.
Yeah.
But it certainly is in ever so peachy condition.
I don't believe I'd go along with you on that.
Well, I don't need anybody with me at all. I'm quite self-sufficient.
The fuzz is all worn off.
Well, not as much as yours.
No.
Now, over here
I
is a flying... What was that?
That's all right.
Yeah. Over here is a flying carpet. I only have so much time, you know, I can't... over here, right up over here, is a flying carpet that's practically new.
Is that so?
It was owned by an old lady in Canarsie.
Is that so?
Uh-huh. It's chauffeur-driven, too. Oh. As a matter of fact, she only used it to visit her bookies.
Well, I think I would like a thick rug, you know.
Thick?
Thick, yes.
Thick. Well, for heaven's sake, you'll sink into this one way up to your knees.
Up to my knees?
If you happen to step in through a hole.
Oh, yes. How much are you asking for it?
Only 2,000 rupees.
2,000?
I got it from an old snake charmer in Calcutta.
A real snake charmer?
Well, I wouldn't say a real one, but he's studying to be a real one. Right now, he's only working on worms.
I see. Well... I'll take a chance and buy it. Here's your money.
Oh, thank you ever so. Goody, goody, rupee. And will you, friend, will you pay attention a minute? Friend, while I can't talk to that side of you, if you don't mind.
No, I...
will you take this carpet out and fly it very carefully for the first 500 miles?
For the first 500,
yes. If you don't, I think you better, because if you don't, you might get the gears sort of, if you'll pardon the expression, stripped.
Yes.
Well, that's all I've got. Goodbye,
Aya.
Well, Sergeant, what happened?
Well, I just bought a flying carpet, Colonel. Now we'll be on time and we'll be able to rescue your fiancé.
Let's get aboard, sir.
All right, Major, but watch the altitude. I have a bit of a headache, you know.
Oh, I'll fix that, sir, with a native herb.
Native herb?
Yes, sir. Oh, Herb, bring the Colonel an aspirin, will you?
Yes. Well, let's get started. All aboard the carpet. You men can hold your elephants on your laps. Fringes up, contact, rugs away. Steady, men. We're over the Maharaja's palace now. Fasten your seatbelts. No smoking. That goes for the elephants, too. We're going in for a landing right inside the palace walls.
Congratulations, Colonel. You made a perfect three-thread landing.
Well, I tried.
Get ready for action, Colonel. Here comes the Maharaja and Lady Swellington.
So there you are, you kidnapper. Prepare to die.
Colonel, you're not going to kill him in cold blood.
Well, I'm not going to warm it up for him.
Colonel, you're not the man for Lady Swellington?
No.
He must be wealthy.
So?
She must have fine silks and brocade. Why, you couldn't even dress her.
I'm willing to learn.
Well, we let the lady decide between us.
But, Maharaja, you already have 57 wives.
Yes, and each one is bedecked with rubies, emeralds, and diamonds.
Well, all I can offer you is the love of a good man. What is your decision?
Maharaja set 58 plates for dinner. I'm staying.
58 wives, you capitalist, you.
Edgar Bergen will be back in a moment. But in the meanwhile, remember, folks, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. And now, here is Edgar Bergen.
I'd like to thank Alec Templeton for his great performance with us tonight. Next week, from the great Broadway success, Mr. Roberts, our guest will be Henry Fonda. Now, before I say goodnight, I have a message for everyone who has a heart. A message from the 1950 March of Dimes. Last summer, we had our worst epidemic of infantile paralysis in the history of this country. No one knows what this summer will bring. The situation is critical. More money is needed now than ever before. So join the March of Dimes tomorrow for as much as you can. Send your contribution to your local March of Dimes headquarters now. Thank you and good night.
To listen to Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, Ray Noble, Pat Patrick as Ursel Twing, and the entire ensemble, brought to you by the Coca-Cola Company every Sunday over the CBS network at the same time. Our special guest next week in New York will be Henry Fonda. Tonight's program was produced and directed by Frank Gill, Jr. This is Joe King speaking. Stay tuned for the Red Skelton Show, which follows immediately over most of these same CBS stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.